He is in a position of having to present the one true God who negates all the deities of Athens. He is there to introduce the one true God. Now his approach, and we finally get to it in verse 22, is very, very basic. And I want to just give it to you very simply. Now you can dig a little deeper on your own. First thing I want you to know is that Paul lets them in on the fact that God is knowable. God is knowable. So Paul, verse 22, stood in the midst of the Areopagus and said, "Men of Athens, I observe that you're very religious in all respects. For I was passing through and examining the objects of your worship. I also found an altar with this inscription, 'To an unknown God.' Therefore, what you worship in ignorance, this I proclaim to you." It really is a brilliant strategy because it doesn't begin by eliminating all their deities. He doesn't go on the attack and obliterate the whole pantheon. He simply finds a point to begin to proclaim the true God. But it is obvious from what he says that I am going to eliminate your ignorance. I am going to proclaim to you the God you do not know, the God you admit you do not know. The assumption then is that he is knowable, that he is revealed. They're very religious. Pausanias, an ancient writer, said the Athenians greatly surpassed all others in their zeal for religion. Lucian said, "On every side in Athens there are altars, victims, temples, and festivals." Petronius wrote, "It is easier in Athens to find a god than a man." They were everywhere. And there were actually many altars to the unknown God. They were trying to cover every base. Why did they develop that? Why did they insist on identifying this unidentifiable God? Why would they want to give some kind of homage to an unknown God? 600 years before Paul arrived, there was a terrible pestilence that hit the city. And nothing could stop it. There was a Cretan poet, name maybe familiar to you, Epimenides, who came up with a plan to stop the plague. A flock of black and white sheep were set loose through the city from the Areopagus. Wherever each laid down, it was sacrificed to the god.